The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive.
Country yes, indeed.
Can survive.
Hey, we sure can survive. And boy, our survival has gotten a lot more feasible. We were going to make it, well, I might be whistling past the graveyard here. We were going to make it come hell or high water, but the Donald Trump certainly has made it. The prospect of our survival and our thriving much, much better. And what we got to share yesterday here on the Trump Phenomenon, and let me give the date, it's August 31st, 2018. I'm James Kelso, that's who's speaking. Time, place, location from North Dakota. And you're tuned into the Republic Broadcasting Network, the finest network on the air, based in Round Rock, Texas. And the makes me think of a little anecdote. I was listening to a Michael Savage show. I love his show. I was listening to some Michael Savage shows, and he was talking about what it's like to be a broadcaster, and he was broadcasting from one of his bases, which is the San Francisco Bay Area, and he said, "Well, here's what it's like for me. I have to." Well, I'm going to make the comparison with RBN. What my experience is like on RBN, it's very much like what Michael Savage described. He said, "I'm all by myself here in my studio." He had a dog. I don't have a dog. And just me and the dog. And on my screen, I've got my engineers in, of all places, Texas. Just as we at RBN, our engineers are in Texas in Round Rock. I think we're not in Round Rock. I'm trying to remember what town it was. But his engineers are there in Texas. And he's looking at his engineers and getting messages from them. And they're doing all sorts of brilliant work for him on Skype. And that's exactly what I'm doing. So here he is, Michael Savage, one of the biggies. I mean, who are the top three or four radio broadcasters in the United States today, and that means in the world, because everything about the American market is simply the biggest of everything and the best. So imagine how small a radio show must be, for instance, in Norway or Sweden. You know, we only have 10 million people, I think, in Sweden, and what, 4 million in Norway. Someone correct me if my numbers are off. Imagine how small the markets must be. And here we are with 320 million people in America. And the reach of the Republic Broadcasting Network, of course, is worldwide. It also includes Canada, but of course the whole world because of the power of the internet. But anyway, so here we are with our cozy little show right here. And it's not so little. Not so little, folks. We've got some reach. But we're operating on exactly the same basis as Michael Savage, who is along, who are they? Rush Limbaugh is humongous. Sean Hannity's humongous. Michael Savage, Mark Levin. Who else is humongous in the world of radio? These are people who have millions of listeners every week. And Michael Savage also made an interesting point about radio itself. He said, he's old. I'm old. So he goes way back. He's got tremendous perspective on what radio is all about. And he says, actually, in the heyday of radio, audiences were much bigger than they are now. Radio shows were immense back in the golden era of radio. But, you know, that's neither here nor there for us. It's just somewhat interesting. Maybe pointing to what's possible. Maybe we can get back to audiences of that size. Anyway, the Republic Broadcasting Network right there in Round Rock, Texas. And, of course, you want to keep the whole thing rolling with your contributions. And thank you very much for that. Now, where I want to go today is I want to go to yesterday. Because yesterday was a very, very important day. We heard and saw things from Donald Trump that are mind-bogglingly good. I'm sure we will see them further unfolding of what Donald Trump is doing next week when he's at his rally in Butte, Montana. Or is it Billings? Let me look it up. I'll look it up here momentarily when I get my first second to do so. I think it's Billings, isn't it? Montana. But yesterday, he really, let's put it this way. One of the things I wanted to do for the show today, but I didn't manage to finish it, was this. Go through the whole 1 hour plus speech and count how many profound points, I mean profound points, that he made in the course of that hour. And it was scores of points. How many, something that's also important in rhetoric, how many great laughs did he get? Not as important as the great points, of course, but you want to have some, you don't want to be a grim. He has so many great laugh points in his speeches. How many times did the audience go wild with applause? This is something I did back in the primaries. I noticed it about Trump way back then, years ago, and now I'm, you know, we've been doing this for 3 years on a Trump phenomenon. Then I noticed that he had the audience in the aisles every, in a matter of seconds. And I thought to myself, as, you know, someone who I've done some speaking, not quite at the Donald Trump level, but I have an idea what it's like to stand in front of a few thousand people and try to interest them, entertain them, inspire them, make them feel they're glad they, you know, put their shoes on and got in the car to come hear you speak and wait in line and so on. It's a daunting thing. I've never seen anyone who comes even within shouting distance of Donald Trump's skill in all of these areas, everything. The cheer lines, the laugh lines, the density of great important points, the skill at extemporaneous speaking, the lack of errors. You know, an audience is not impressed when you make grammatical errors or you make logical errors, you have a memory lapse. You know, you know that yourself from listening to this radio show. Have you ever heard me kind of at a loss for words? That, you know, I couldn't remember what I was trying to remember. You've heard that. It's this awkward stretch of silence, and you're going, you know, is Kelso okay? You worry about me, I hope. He's the master in all these areas, and all of this, the pressure, the you know, the crowd. I don't know what the size of the crowd was yesterday. I think it was 15,000 people in the Ford Center in Evansville, Indiana. And if you look at it, there's a reason that the mass media, the lying media, as you so correctly identified them and pounded on them yesterday, they don't show this. They don't scan across the audience. They don't show you the crowd. They're terrified to do that. They show you a little collection of people right behind Donald Trump and the smallest possible group of people they can show. And they have never, in the whole history of this, from the very first rallies, Trump rallies, the lamestream media, getting lamer and lamer as time has gone on, have never, what do they say in photography, panned the audience, panned the arena. And Donald Trump has taunted them on this over and over again, making the point that Melania at home, watching him on TV, has to say to him, well, were there any people there? How was the crowd, Donald? Because all Melania can see and all of America can see is 40 people in the background. I'm looking at one of these backgrounds now with about 40 people in it. And were there more than 40 people? So Right Side Broadcasting does show the whole crowd, and they all praise to the effort out of Auburn, Alabama, of Right Side Broadcasting, a small effort like this one, an alternative patriot effort done by the seat of the pants and hanging on by their fingernails. But in the audio that I'm going to be using for you, it currently has 120,000 views. That's pretty darn good. And they've put it, they had to buy their own cameras, come up with their own staff, pay for all of this and the whole thing. Same problems, same challenges that we have here at Right Side, Republic Broadcasting Network, which we are so grateful to you to make possible. So let's jump right into it. Let me give you the call-in number. It's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And then we'll touch upon today's news as well. I use the Daily Caller, and I use Breitbart as two good, great news sites. Another great news site is RBN itself. RepublicBroadcasting.org has an excellent news, what would you call it, aggregation. So you can get a good idea what really happened, as Michael Ribeiro has entitled his show. Speaking of the greats of radio, by the way, Michael Ribeiro, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, he is one of the giants of patriot radio. And what an honor it is to be on the same network as Michael Ribeiro. He is a man who, I don't think he even identifies himself when he reads the, very humbly, reads the ad, the promotion for supporting RBN on the same basis as public radio. That is by listener contribution. That's the model that will work. And more and more and more, the enemy, the left, they are losing their minds. They're going collectively nuts. They are making more and more desperate efforts to stop us patriots. And that includes cutting off every way they can of raising money on the internet. They call it demonetizing. They're trying to demonetize us. So we're left with our direct relationship. This is what Donald Trump's doing. He's going directly to the people. He physically, directly flew to Evansville to be right there with the people. With no intermediary. Cut these SOBs in the media out of the loop. Go right to the people. And he does that every time he puts out a tweet. We'll go to Donald Trump's tweets tonight as well. What is he doing with 100 million followers on his tweets? He's going right to you, right to your inbox. And the model that works for us is that direct model. So think about that, folks. There isn't any some secret way with advertising or with pop-ups or with ads to finance any patriot activities. You have to write a check or some other form, put some cash in an envelope, use a credit card. You have to contribute directly to the efforts that you want to support. And just like public radio, they ask you in the fundraisers, how much do you appreciate hearing Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, the one we just heard, they might say. Do you value that there's actually a network that brings you Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, instead of all the crap you hear on entertainment radio. And so write a check to reflect that, whatever you think it's worth, and become a member, become a participant in, Minnesota Public Radio, MPR. That's the big thing up here. Well, do that with the Republic Broadcasting Network. So a little a plug for that. Now let us go to some of the points I wanted to bring out from yesterday. We listened to a good chunk of what Donald Trump had to say yesterday. Listen to this. This is something you heard yesterday. I want to play it again because it's so very important. And that's Donald Trump talking about what the heck he started. What is this beautiful thing of which you and I are participants? And he started it. We didn't start it. He started this. Let me find it. Let me go back to it here. Just drop the cursor down. I'm at the Republic Broadcasting broadcast. And let's see here. Here we come. Let's listen to him. I won't be able to drop it right into the exact right spot every time. Here he is, the huge crowd behind him.
Trying to take credit for what we, you, me, all of us together, what we've done. If we didn't come along, you would have had, instead of 4.2, you know, it was raised yesterday from 4.1. You would have been in negative numbers. The country was choking with regulations, choking with high taxes. You would have been in negative numbers, and that's what was happening. You would have seen some real mess.
Now, let's pause there. Think about it, folks. Just one of the things the greatest president in our history has done is he has taken off hundreds, maybe thousands, of regulations and changed, fundamentally changed business in America and employment in America. And he's right. Had he not won, how bad would it be right now? Yes, an incredible mess.
And what we've done all together, because this is one of the great revolutions, you can call it a revolution if you like, that's ever taken place in our country. And we want to keep it going.
There it is, folks. One of the great revolutions, and he says at other points, not only in our history, but in the history of the world, and I am certain he's right, he is too, this is the greatest revolution in the history of the world. And what did he just say? We want to keep it going. So what do you and I have as an imperative? Keep our effort here, our little bit, keep going for the next 6 and some months, years.
A vote for Mike's opponent, Sleepy Joe, is a vote for Chuck Schumer.
He's talking about Joe Donnelly, the sitting senator in Indiana. He's being challenged by Mike Braun.
Nancy Pelosi. And who else? Maxine Waters. And you know, I gave Mike a little while ago something that I saw, but he's already seen it. The Indianapolis Star did a story, and I guess it's a poll of some kind. Joe Donnelly rated.
I'm going to skip forward now. There are no flat points in this speech. There's nothing that's not really interesting. But I'm just trying to get you some highlights that are history. These are history. These comments. He's going to talk for a moment about the importance of this election coming up. Here he goes. Boy, does this man understand exactly what we face. Here he comes.
And Judge Brett Kavanaugh, who we're trying to get through right now. In this election, you aren't just voting for a candidate, you're voting for which party controls Congress. Very, very big vote. It's very close. People say we have the majority. By how much? Like, by almost nothing.
Yeah.
Somebody has a cold. We no longer have the majority.
All right. And we're going to come back to another bombshell proclamation by Donald Trump right after this break. Stay tuned.
Times ain't over for good.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Thank you, as always. Let's go back to Donald Trump, and as you listen here to some gems, this next one is very, very important. He talks about the fake news and their allies, our greatest obstacle. A dishonest group of people. Language like this we've never heard. And let me say this. Think about it. It's easy to take it for granted. We're getting kind of used to Donald Trump now, so it's easy to take things you get used to for granted. Folks, remember, every political speech you ever heard in your life, every single one of them, let me ask you, what was true about every single political speech you ever heard in your life? Well, I just jotted down some things. Boring as hell. Painful, torture, lies from start to finish, humorless, and I just jotted these down during the break, disconnected from your reality. You, in every political speech you've ever heard prior to Donald Trump, you felt you were being talked down to by a self-proclaimed tyrannical elite that hates you and your people. Right? Right? What a change! Here we now have a political speech that's riveting! Okay, let's go back to it, because this is very powerful, what he's about to say. Let me go to it. Okay, listen to this. You think you went to heaven?
Today's Democrat Party is held hostage by left-wing haters, angry mobs, deep state radicals, establishment cronies, and their fake news allies.
Pointing to the media.
Who? Our biggest obstacle and their greatest ally actually is the media. You can believe it. We've got stories that are so big and the media doesn't pick them up. We have stories that if that was about a Republican or a conservative, it'd be front page of every newspaper. And we have them and they just don't want to write them. It's a dishonest group of people. I will tell you that.
I love it. I love it. A dishonest group of people. And now this has become, it's become part of our lexicon. I will tell you that. Donald Trump, somebody's going to have to write a Donald Trump lexicon. I will tell you that. I love it. He has these turns of phrase that are just beautiful. I will tell you that. Now listen to this. Listen to this. Donald, you think Donald Trump's done with Hillary Clinton? No, he's not. And anybody that's having any worries that, oh, Donald Trump, he's not going to put Hillary Clinton in jail. Listen up, folks. He is. He is going to do it. Listen.
The biggest story about Hillary Clinton. I mean, look at what she's getting away with, but let's see if she gets away with it. Let's see.
Let's see. You just lit the crowd on fire. Lock her up.
All I can say this, our Justice Department and our FBI at the top of each, because inside they have incredible people. But our Justice Department and our FBI have to start doing their job and doing it right and doing it now.
Okay, folks, you've never heard any president, senator, or congressman say anything like what you just heard. He lowered the boom on the director of the FBI, on the attorney general, and on all of the deep state cabal right under them. Lowered the boom.
Because people are angry. People are angry.
Notice that touch. He says it twice for emphasis. People are angry. He's telling us where this is going. And who's getting angry? Who's getting educated? By radio efforts like ours here, we're educating people. Why are they getting angry? Because they're finding out what the hell is being done to them.
What's happening is a disgrace. And at some point, I wanted to stay out, but at some point, if it doesn't straighten out properly, I want them to do their job. I will get involved and I'll get in there if I have to.
Okay. I mean, the points are coming, bing, bada bing, bada bang, bada boom. His points are coming so fast. It's a phenomenon. He has just said in these seconds, he says more than I could possibly say in summary, at summary speed. I'll get in there if I have to. And let's see, let's go to the next key moment. Okay, let's just continue.
And the whole world is watching, and the whole world gets it, and the whole world understands exactly what's going on.
Bingo again. The whole world gets it. Trump has got this. He gets it.
The Democrats, they call themselves the resistance. That's what they're good at. Resisting and obstructing. They are obstructionists.
All righty. We'll be right back with more. You worry about the peace president? Listen to what he says in the next segment right after this break.
Gotta keep my eyes from the circling skies.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Back, folks. Thanks for tuning us in. And now, for everyone, for any of the doubters out there in the audience who wonder, is Donald Trump, as Kelso promises you, is he a peace president? Yes, he is. And of course, you know, well, listen to what he has to say about people like Obama and Bush and Clinton, his predecessors, okay? Does he fundamentally disagree with them? Is he antithetically opposed to them and their warmongering? Yes, he is. So don't confuse it. He's strong. Don't confuse it. He, like me, I'll bet you he gets pretty excited when he sees an A-10 warthog and hears about that Gatling gun in the nose, and then explained by Colonel and now candidate for Senate in Arizona, Martha McSally, the 52-year-old flight squadron commander of A-10s, who's fought in Iraq and Kuwait, I think, or Iraq and Afghanistan, I'm not sure which two areas. He gets excited. He gets excited about peace through strength. Don't confuse that eagerness to be strong with, listening to me wax lyrical about the A-10 as I was reading about it. By the way, I was talking about how powerful that Gatling gun is. I did further research. I didn't say the half of it. The 4,200 rounds per minute that is capable of firing at about almost a mile per second velocity, I was thinking of them as bullets, big bullets, but bullets. Forget about it, folks. It fires, those bullets weigh 1 pound each. And the projectile, more than a pound, the projectile is a 14-ounce piece of tungsten that's either high explosive or incendiary. It's not a bullet. It's a shell, and it's a big one. I said it can almost stop the airplane in the air. 10,000 pounds of backward thrust every time that gun fires. The two big jet engines on the Warthog produce a total of 20,000 pounds of thrust. So it slows the plane down when it turns the gun on. Anyway, listen to Donald Trump. Here's the peace president. Listen to what he says about those wars.
Every day they are resisting the will of the American people and trying to undermine the verdict of our democracy delivered so strongly in 2016, like never before delivered. The most remarkable thing about the modern Democrat Party is how truly undemocratic they really have become, right?
Let me go forward a little bit, just a little bit here. And he talks about war. Here he is. Here he comes.
It is driving them crazy. They're the old and corrupt globalist ruling class that squandered trillions of dollars on foreign adventures. They don't want to build a wall here, although we've started, but it's not easy. But they'll build walls in other countries. They'll create borders in other lands so far away. But over here, let everybody pour in, and we don't worry about the crime. It's a disgrace.
Squandered trillions, and he's in other speeches he specified, over $6 trillion squandered. And yet, saying that it was squandered, with folks like Colonel Martha McSally, he's the most popular presidential candidate and now president ever with the military. They don't want to be part of a squandering of themselves, including their lives. They want peace through their strength, not through the squandering of their lives. Now, get this. Here he goes. More.
They've made the worst trade deals in the history of the world. And who enriched themselves while presiding over the destruction of American jobs, American companies, and American wealth? It was the greatest transfer of wealth in the history of the world.
Now, new point that he's made there. In his primary speeches, he talked about the greatest transfer of wealth in the history of the world as a transfer of wealth from America to Red China. But notice he added another layer here. Who enriched themselves? He's not talking about the Chinese there. Who enriched themselves? It's the traitors. It's the Devo rats. It's the deep staters. It's the rhinos who enriched themselves. People like James Comey, who made $36 million on one deal. I think it was at Northrop Grumman. Not Grumman. They make the A-10. Is it Fairchild that makes the A-10? But anyway, Comey was working as a revolving door fake executive at one of the defense contractors, made $36 million in collusion with Robert Mueller. But he says they enriched themselves. Let's go to some more here. I talked about Donald Trump's incredible touch, his incredible ability as a speaker, as someone who can move us. Here's an example of that. Listen to this. We didn't get to hear this yesterday, and I picked this up in reviewing the whole thing today. This is a wonderful moment, just a wonderful moment. He talks about, this illustrates his extemporaneous ability, his personal presence. He talks about running into some coal miners backstage just as he's coming out to speak. And listen to what he says. Listen to what he does with that experience.
Not happening. By the way, you're up like 60%. You're doing all right. I've had such an incredible experience with the miners. And just a little while ago, backstage, there were nine. Of the nine, now these were tough guys. These are seriously tough cookies. In fact, I looked at them and I said, I wouldn't want to fight these guys. But of the nine, eight of them were crying. And I looked at the ninth, crying out of happiness because they're back. I looked at the ninth guy, I said, what's wrong with you? Why aren't you crying? I don't cry, sir. I said, that's okay. That's okay. Eight out of nine were crying with happiness.
You know, you just feel it. You're moved. This guy is a genius. Just, he has experiences like that, and then he shares them with us. Now, listen to this. I'll just make this one more point out of this speech. Maybe just one more, Pete. And then I'm going to go to you callers there, George in Texas, Ken in Fort Worth. Hey, how come there's so many great callers from Texas? How come there's a great radio network in Texas? What's going on? It's something good in the water there in Texas. Listen to this point he makes about what Obamacare and Medicare, great point that hasn't been made. The public hasn't got it. Donald Trump's going to communicate this. He's going to be barnstorming to communicate this point to the American public that what the Democrats, the demon rats, are doing is they want to kill Medicare in order to fund Obamacare. That point has not been communicated, but that is exactly what they're doing. So that my generation, who have Medicare available, I have that, okay? They're gutting, they're not with Trump in office, but what they want to do is gut Medicare, take those billions of dollars and apply them to Obamacare for whom? For the illegals! And you're not going to believe this, but the guy, the Democrat, who's running and will probably win the governorship of California in the next election, he's bragging about the fact, I think as mayor of San Francisco, he has been providing in that sanctuary city that he's so proud of, he has been providing free medical care for all illegals. Official policy of San Francisco. If you're an illegal, no matter what it is, we will pay for your medical care in San Francisco. So imagine if you, when you hear about that and you live in Guadalajara and you get wind of that and you've got some medical condition. Hey, I'm on my way to San Francisco. You know, I left my heart in San Francisco. I'm headed that way. All right, here he is. Let's go to that. Let's go to that point. Let's hear Trump make the point. He's so much better than I am.
And they want to raid Medicare to pay for socialism. Somehow, I don't see Indiana being the next Venezuela. I just don't see it. But we don't.
Of course, you get the reference there. So let's now go to our callers. A brief race through a one-hour-plus genius speech delivered by Donald Trump. If it's the only speech he had ever delivered, it would go down in history with George Washington's farewell address as one of the greatest speeches ever given. He tosses these things off like they're nothing for him. Ken in Fort Worth, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, you know, Trump sounds like he's beating a John Birch Society out of dues.
Yeah, well, no, he's, good point, Ken. Now, Ken, let me make
it. He's starting to sound like you and I.
Yes, he is. And let me tell you, folks, because I'm a good example. I'm a poster boy for what you just described, Ken. I have been swept up by the Trump phenomenon. So I've canceled all my cards and memberships and any activity. I'm just speaking metaphorically here. I don't have any cards in my pocket. I have canceled the failed efforts of my own past. And I am on board. I've jumped onto the hurtling Trump train. And I want to find out, I want to know, what can I do to help this victorious winning effort? Here's a guy who's figured out how to do it. And I guarantee you, and I used to be a member of the John Birch Society, maybe once a member, always a member. And of course, they're based now in Wisconsin, but they were based in Belmont, Massachusetts, when you and I were members. But the and a very fine organization, a very worthy organization. And they did have some winning things that they were doing. I think they had hundreds of thousands of members at their peak. But anyway, the point is this. I guarantee you, the entire membership of the John Birch Society is on the Trump train right now, to a man and to a woman, even the children. My children are on board the Trump train. They get it. They've been to two of his rallies. They listen to him, and they understand. He can communicate to a 13-year-old girl and even to a 7-year-old boy. They get it. And when they listen to Trump, yesterday when we were listening to the speech, I had my kids wearing their Make America Great Again red hats. And so was I. We're all, he's bringing us, he's bringing the whole patriot population together. And what he said, it's more than a movement even, it's a revolution. And we're all coming together into this thing that is not, it doesn't have the losing, well, I'll talk about that some other time. Ken, but you just made a very good point. Now, go ahead. I'm sorry. Continue.
Hey, I'm trying to think. This is aside from what you're doing tonight. I don't want to calm you down because you're doing good. Hey, have you ever heard of a lychee fruit?
Yes. Lychee? Yeah, I don't know anything about it, but yes.
You don't know anything about it. I was introduced to it this week, and it comes from like Thailand, Southeast Asia, and I got a can. I drank a can today and the other day, and it's so good. But you probably have to go to a place that sells. From Thailand and South Vietnam, if you can find
well, okay.
It.
I always appreciate a good health tip. And by the way, you know, Donald Trump is we want Donald Trump to stay healthy. So if lychee fruit will help him, then go. But the but you know, he's motivating all of us to worry more about our health, to be more in shape, because now you know it's when your morale, you know, when your unit's morale picks up, the guys and the gals in this case, like Colonel. McSally, we're motivated. So we're getting up earlier in the morning. We're going to bed later at night. We're trying harder. We're motivated. This candidate, Mike Braun, he was on the podium and he was looked back at Donald Trump, who was right at his shoulder. And he said, you know, when people say we can't do something, what do people like us do? We go out and do it.
Right. Don't read this. Don't read that. Right.
Yeah. So, and of course, the title of it. Yeah, the title of Ann Coulter's book, of course, is The Left Wing. What they want, resistance is futile. They want to discourage and demoralize us. That's why Donald Trump is right when he says the news media, they are the number one ally of the left, and they are our enemies, because their whole purpose is to demoralize us.
I was in a Birch Society down in Florida. We got Florida and Alabama to withdraw the call for the Constitutional Convention and a balanced budget amendment.
Oh yeah,
they
the Birch
are
Society.
Freaked out in that.
Yeah.
Don't
the
know what to do.
Yeah, Ken, buddy, thank you very much. And hey, we're blood brothers here in the John Birch Society. So, but as I say, I'm all. It's all for me. It's just Trump now. It's just Trump from here on out. But thank you, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Bye. Thank you.
Yeah, and I love what he said. He didn't want to calm me down. That was a nice touch, Ken. Let's go to George in the great state, the Lone Star State of Texas. Hi, George.
Well, I just want to remind people that a year ago we had Hurricane Harvey slam into our coasts, and I seen bodies of water pop up, flooding, major flooding, and everything. And thank God Donald Trump got out ahead of the storm. And deployed the resources needed when the storm passed. People were able to get; they were able to get in there, and help people out.
Yeah, he's done incredibly well from A to Z in all aspects of his job, which includes national emergencies. He has done a great, great job, and well said there. Yes, and it's a measure of the man. He is on it. He is not like, you know, President Eisenhower was off on the golf course. Interestingly enough, so was Obama. Obama, there are people have written stories about Obama, how many months he spent, in places like Hawaii. He flew himself and Melania and his whole family at a cost to you of millions of dollars because he wanted to vacation in Hawaii, but not Donald Trump. And the man apparently sleeps about 4 hours a night, works 7 days a week. And the quality of his work, he's charging. He's not reading a book off in the corner by himself. He's in front of 15,000 screaming people. Can you imagine what it takes to do that?
The thing is, I watched a little bit of McCain's memorial as a military color guard carried his casket. You know, the day when Donald Trump passes away, you know, the military is going to be fighting to carry his casket.
Yes, and we're all going to be there. It'll be the largest. Let's not even talk about it, because Donald Trump, you're going to live to be 100. And even when you're out of the White House, you're still going to be the intellectual leader of our revolution. Thanks.
Well, I'm going to make room for the other caller.
Okay, thanks, George. Stay tuned, folks.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. We've got Dr. Kelly in Northern California. Dr. Kelly, hang on. I hope I don't step on your time here. I want to play one last gem that we missed yesterday in our listen to this great oration. Listen to Donald Trump. This takes 60 seconds. Listen to what he has to say about the left's censorship and squashing of our efforts on the internet.
Political censorship, blacklisting, and rigged search results. And you know, it can go the other way also. We will not let large corporations silence conservative voices. And it can go the other way too someday. It can play little tricks with them. We're not going to let them control what we can and cannot see, read, and learn from. We can't do that. America is a free country, and we are going to stay always a free country. We're defending American values, and we're also defending our great American interests all over the world.
Bingo. Bingo.
Very importantly.
Don't you like that, Dr. Kelly?
That's some good stuff, and I'm just finishing up the Think Big and Kick Ass and got through the Midas Touch last week, and I really appreciate the work that that Donald Trump has done, and I suggest that it's good reading for everybody. Check it out.
Yes. My gosh, and we haven't even touched on the news today, folks, and there's just great news. The Mueller investigation is coming completely unglued and being exposed as the criminal enterprise that it is. Many of these people, maybe Bob Mueller himself, they're going to jail. Comey, jail. McCabe, jail. I love this one. I still don't know the name of the guy that coined this phrase. Peter been stroking us struck. He's going to jail, folks. He'll have to do his stroking in jail. And it's wonderful. And then on other fronts, Masters of the Universe front, the censorship of our media, only Donald Trump. He's the only man who could take this on and fight these SOBs who control Google and Twitter and Facebook. And he's more than a match for these guys. So I feel good about how this fight, and it's going to be a fight, is going to turn out. And by the way, before I go, let me say this. There's an effort called Minds.com, M-I-N-D-S, Minds.com. I set up an account there yesterday called Trump Phenomenon. Think about it, folks. Get in there. If you can figure out how to use it and so on, it looks pretty intuitive and nice. At Minds.com, it's a social network to compete with Facebook, and it's all patriot from wall to wall. You're going to love it in there, and it's already big. Minds.com, I saw it headlined on Breitbart yesterday. I joined immediately. I set up my account, which is called Trump Phenomenon, and with my name, James Kelso, all one word. Trump Phenomenon, not the Trump Phenomenon. I went with Trump Phenomenon. Get in there and post. Join in. It's a place where we can finally, for this show, we can chat. Dr. Kelly, you can get in there and we can talk back and forth. Of course, turkey posts will appear. Don't be bothered by those. It'll be my job to delete the turkey posts, you know, people promoting, you know, Viagra and so on. So anyway, thanks a lot, everybody. Thanks, Dr. Kelly. See you all. When will I see you? I'll see you on Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. So long till then.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.